Okay, so it's afternoon ches. We're on the afternoon Zion and the Bees. First half for today's daf is typical Ona. Then we get into some fascinating Gemara. Really, tomorrow's daf is really, really special. And then we get into Eitz HaNeshach, which is not easy. Here we go. We said in the Mishnah, Shomer Chinam Eino Nishba. Shomer Chinam doesn't swear. Shomer Chinam doesn't swear when it comes to Hektish. No Shavua. When it comes to a regular person, there is a Shavua. You were in Poshea, you don't have it. When it comes to Hektish, there's no Shavua. So Gemara says, Vermini, is that true? There's no Shavua? Wait a minute. B'nei Ha'ir, Sheshalchu Et Shekleihem, if the people of a city give their Machzit HaShekels to some Shliach, to some guy, right? They don't want to all schlep to Yerushalayim. The Machzit HaShekel was due in the first day of Nisan. They would announce it already on Rosh Chodesh Adar, give people a month to get the Machzit HaShekel ready. So, they got it ready, and they sent it with one guy. And on the way down to Yerushalayim, Nignavu got stolen. Oh, or Sh'avdu, it got lost. Im Michinitruma HaTruma, if the truma was already applied, the truma was applied three times a year, Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuot, and Erev Sukkot. In other words, they had this huge pile of half shekels. What they do with it? Every three times a year, they would bring some of it up front and then spend the needs. If you were late in giving your masters a shekel, what they tried to do was they would use it for other tzrachim, to repair the city, repair the Beis HaMikdash, but you were too late to be used for kabanos. But since they knew people were late, they tried as much as they could to have you in mind. How'd they have you in mind? They said, all shkolim that are en route are mishtatef in the shkolim we have over here. So if that happened, if they already applied some of the truma and they had you in mind, then really what was lost, what was stolen, was hektish. Therefore, nishpoel legizbarim. The shomer, the shliach, swears to the gizbar, meaning he's swearing to the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi points out, the Beis HaMikdash is basically the owner now. Okay? They're the owner. So the shliach swears to the gizbar. V'im lav, but if it hasn't been applied yet, then who's the owner? The city folk. They're still the owners. Therefore, v'im lav, nishpoin l'bnei ha'ir. You have to swear to them, and then what happens? In other words, it was stolen 20 minutes later, it got stolen. So the Beis HaMikdash didn't do anything yet. So who owned those shmachs and shekels? The townspeople. You have to swear to them. Ubnei ir shok nachrehem, tachtehem. They have to send another machzit shekel. And, fine. Okay? So far, so good? See, the kasha already is. You see that the Shomer Chinam swearing. That's the kasha. Now, we didn't finish the story. Nimtzu, if the item was found, or shehechzirum haganavim, or the ganavim did tshuva. It's funny. The Sefer Hon Usher points out that we started off by saying, first it got stolen, then it got found, or it got lost. And then when we mention over here, we say it got found first. It got found, or the Goslin turns himself in. Right? It says, yeah, because most likely the most common thing is that it's going to get stolen. It's uncommon for something to get lost. But if that does happen, chances are you're going to find it first before the guy's going to confess. Right? Okay. So that's what happened. Elu v'elu shkolim heim. They're both shkolim. In other words, the townspeople gave machzit shekel. 3 hours later, it got stolen. They give another machzit shekel. Then what happened? The first machzit shekel, the guy turned himself in. The guy confessed. So both of them now become machzit shekels. They ain't all in Loshon Haba. You can't use this for next year. In other words, townspeople got a little raw deal. They had to give two this year. Why? The sheikh's fault, it got stolen. Okay, that's a side halacha. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is that the seed is a shavua here. Shavua here. You said in our Mishnah above Matziah, Shavachir doesn't serve when it comes to Hektish. Hey, see, it's not true. So Amar Shmuel said, Hacha over here, Benosei Sachar Askinan. We're talking about a Shomer Sachar. He was paid. Vinishbotin, why is he swearing? Finish button little scharon. He is swearing to get his salary. Okay? He's swearing to get his salary. That's why he's swearing. Okay? Asked the Pnei Yeshua, we never found such a thing. That if a Shomer Sachar, if the Shomer Sachar is putter from paying back, as the Mishnah said, both of Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar are putter. The Gemara is going to ask your question. Shomer Sachar also doesn't swear, right? But we'll get to that. The Gemara is going to ask that question. But the Shomer Sachar is putter from paying back. Why does he have to swear for his salary? Right? The Torah said a Shomer Sachar is putter to pay for kachim, for hetish. Why does he have to swear? So Perishu is a takana chachamim. It's a takana. You're right. In the Torah, they don't have to. It's a takana. Special takana. Okay. Ihachi. If so, if the whole thing is just to get their salary, then ihachi nishparan legizbarim. Why are they swearing to the gizbar? But we're changing the whole answer now. We said they swear to the gizbar because the gizbar is the one who's claiming the. I said no, there's nothing to do with that. Right? What does it have to do with? The Shomer Sachar is simply swearing to get his paycheck. What's he swearing? He's swearing, I don't know, it wasn't my fault. We're going to see in a minute. A Shomer Sachar is chayav on Geneva. What's the difference? But he's swearing, then why is he swearing to the giver? Why is he swearing to that guy? They have nothing to do with it. Basically, they have nothing to do with this. Right? But Ha'ir will be violating. It should say he's swearing to the townspeople. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, yes, you're right. Nishpoin livnei ha'ir, he swears to the townspeople, the Mayim gizbarin. But the gizbar's got to be there. The gizbar's got to be present when the swear takes place. Why? Ki heichid lo nechshadaihu. We shouldn't think anything suspicious. I hachi v'inami, or ki heichid lo likru luhu poshim. They shouldn't complain that they did it on purpose. Just as a precaution, as a safety, as a insurance, they have the guy swear in front of the gizbar. But not because the gizbar has a claim. The gizbar has no claim. There's no chiyuv. He wants to get paid. Listen, Lisa, I schlepped all this stuff from Haifa all the way to Yerushalayim. I got robbed on the way. It's not my fault. I'm entitled to my salary. Oh yeah, you don't swear. You know what? Swear in front of the gizbar. You swear in front of him. Make sure you're not lying. Make sure there's no any kind of funny business going on. You'll swear in front of him too. Okay? I von nigdivu osha avdu katani, but it says it was stolen or was lost. V'shom ha-sachar b'gneva v'veda chiv v'mechayev. Chayev on that. Right? V'shom ha-sachar chayev on gneva v'veda. So the Gemara says, v'hachanami, you're right, nehi v'shlumi lo mashalmei, you're right, he doesn't have to pay, by grue mia lasid, and he loses his salary? He's chayev on everything. What are you talking about? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, nigdivu b'list mizuyin. No, he was an armed robber. He lost the machzor shekels with armed robbery. We've said in the past, armed robbery, Shomer Sachar is not chayiv. Right? Or, avdo, what does it mean it got lost? Shetavos finasa bayam. It was a complete drowned in the ocean. That's not, we've already said this many times in Bava Kamma, that's not a normal example of an aveda, of something getting lost. When it can't be recovered, when the ship went down, that's not a normal thing. That, a Shomer Sachar is putter on. So he's putter on that. He says, I'm entitled to my salary. So you know what? Make a shvua. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, I have a whole different answer to this kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha is, if a Shomer doesn't have to swear on Hekdish, then why does the guy have to swear about the Shkalim? Whole another answer. So we gave one answer. What was the answer? We're really talking about a Shomer Sachar. What's he swearing for? He's swearing to get a salary. Ah, he's chayiv anyway. No, there are times when a Shomer Sachar is not chayiv on Geneva. If it was armed robbery, it's not chayiv. But there is a little bit of a connection between the events that happened and his salary. That's a big chiddush. But the Gemara says, so he has to swear. That's all. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Hamani, who's the author of the Mishnah in Shkalim that said he has to swear? It's Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, Reb Shimon said, the Amar Reb Shimon, the Amar, Kodshim, you have where we are? Kodshim, Shechayiv v'achriyasan, if you're chayiv in it, yesh lehen ona. There is such a din of ona. V'nishboin aleihem, and you have to swear on that. In other words, if you're chayef to replace the animal, if I said I'm giving that animal, then Reb Shimon holds, you are chayef if something happens to it. You are chayef to swear. So too over here, the shomer has to swear. He has to swear. Why? Because he's chayef, he's responsible. Says the Gemara, Hatinach, that's only true. Achlo nisruma hatruma. That's only true if the truma wasn't given yet. Mishinitra truma, kachem shein achayev b'achrasaninu. Once the truma is given, you're not chayev. Ditanya, because we learned that a brisa, tormin al ha'avud, if you give truma on what's lost, v'al ha'gavui, or what's collected, v'al asid livos, or it's going to be collected. In other words, like I started off saying in the shir, once the shkalim have been used for the year, once they've been used, in other words, once it's already after Erev Pesach, then the all the shkalim, wherever they are in the world, on en route, belong to the Beis HaMikdash. You understand? Once they belong to the Beis HaMikdash is the claimant. Not yours anymore, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos asked, why on earth did the Gemara here quote a brisa? The Mishnah we started off with said the exact same thing. Once there's a claim, once those shkalim have been used, all the shkalim en route belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, you're not chayav and achrayav. Doesn't belong to you anymore. Right? We said that the Beis HaMikdash did that, so everyone can be mishtatef in every carbon. Right? Just because you're schlept and you're late, why should you lose out? Right? You following? So the Gemara here says, I have a brisa that says it. So Tosfos says, what do you need a brisa for? It's the first Mishnah. We started off the daf with that today. He loses the Petar Chiyun. Doesn't have an answer. Anyway, El Amar Belazar, Shvu Zu Takanas Chachamim Hi. This is the Takanas Chachamim. What's the rest of the Takana? Shlo Yehev Ne'ad Mezalaz Lim Hekdeshos. We don't want people belittling Hektish. People are belittling Hektish. That's not a nice thing. We don't want people belittling Hektish. To prevent people from belittling Hektish, we made this rule. Make a Shavua. Does it mean anything? Not really. Halachically, there is no need for the Shavua. You want to make a Shavua, that you shouldn't realize that when you're transporting Shkalim from somewhere else down to Yerushalayim, it's not the same thing as transporting oranges. It's Shkalim. Okay? According to the Mishnah, there's no Shavua by Kachem. They made it over there because they wanted people to take it a little seriously. Okay, next. No sesochar eno mishalim. A shomer sachar also doesn't pay. Right? Rami le Rabbi Yosef bar Chama l'rabba tanan no sesochar eno mishalim. What do you see? A no sesochar doesn't have to pay. Right? A shomer sachar doesn't have to pay. Vermini, wait a minute. Hasochar es hapoel. If someone hired, not someone, the Beis HaMikdash, hired a worker. Why did they hire this worker? They wanted to be a shomer. What's he shomering? Lishmor is a para, to watch the cow. What cow? The paraduma. We don't want anything happening to that paraduma. It's very rare. So we hire a guy to watch the cow. Or lishmor is a tinok, to watch the children that are going to be the kahanim that are going to be used in the paraduma process. They can't become tame. Right? We're very, very machmir here. Rashi points out, since we make there was a fight between the Tzedukim and the Prushim about whether or not a Tful Yom is allowed to shecht and be involved in the Paraduma. We held yes, they held no. So on purpose, would Dafka make somebody into a Tful Yom? Then would Dafka take a Sheretz, have the coin touch it, he becomes Tamei, they would put him in the mikvah, make him wait till, and then he's a Tful Yom. And this is the guy. This is the guy they would use, just to show Tzedukim are wrong. But because of Mekel and that, they'd be Machmir and everything else. Very, very extreme chumras. One of the chumras was, these guys can't become something ever. So they hired a watchman. Make sure nobody goes in there who's sick, they don't leave, they have special rooms, right? Where there's no tumah, it's on a cliff, so there's no tumah under there. Very, very machmir. They hired a guy to watch them. And, or lishmor es ha-zroim, or to watch the seeds. What kind of seeds is he watching? Rashi says, lishmor zroim, Sade hamivakeres v'zroa laomer kodon lepesach shivim yom kidamrina b'menachos. Right? In other words, to watch the field for the carbon omer. That's Rashi's first pshat. right, to make sure that the carbon omer is going to grow, and no one should take the first crops, right? Inami or, says Rashi, b'shvius, it's shvius, it's shmita. Svichim la'omer v'shteh alechem. During shmita, how did the Beis HaMikdash get any grain for the carbon omer? How did they get grain? There's no planting. Says Rashi, svichin, what's svichin? Svichin is stuff that grows by itself. Things grow by itself. So that's what they would do. They would send a guy down to watch the field, to make sure that the svichin are growing, and they're going to use it for the omer. So Rashi says, asks Tosfos, wait a minute, you're not allowed to watch Shemitah fields. You're not allowed to do that. If you do that, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take a guard, right? During Shemitah, everything's hefker. So I'll take a guard, I'll put it in front of my field, I won't let anybody in. You're not allowed to do that. What's going on here? So there are three answers. Tosfos says, what the guard did was just a reminder. By the way, you should know, not that they can't go in. The guard would tell them, by the way, this is for the Beis HaMikdash. We're using it for the Karvan Omer. You want to go and take that now? That's what the guard was for. That's one shot. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peret says that it was just to keep the animals away. That I can keep. I keep the animals away. And the Rashash says that there was no problem of hiring a guard if it wasn't your field anyway. I can watch your field. I can't watch my own. Hefker, but it's really, Lamaise is really mine. That I wasn't allowed to do. But for some reason, I'm watching your field. That might not have been an issue. Especially, you combine all three shitas. It wasn't really to stop people. It was just to apprise them, by the way, this field, don't go in there for Hefker. Don't go in there. We're saving it for the Omer. Okay, very good. That's nice. That's all. Anyway, regarding all these Shomrim, watching all these stuff, it's all hectic stuff. Right, it's the Paraduma, Omer. Ain't no Moschar Shabbos. You're not going to get paid for Shabbos work. Right? You're not going to get paid for Shabbos work. Lefikach, therefore. Ain't Achrayas Shabbos Alav. If something happened on Shabbos, it's not your fault. I'm not getting paid for Shabbos work. So if something happened on Shabbos, it wasn't my fault. Hayaschar Shabbos. But what if I got paid for the whole week? We know this already. If you get paid for the whole week, right? What about if you're a Tzchar Shabbos, Tzchar Chodesh, Tzchar Shana, Tzchar Shavua? If you're a Tzchar Shabbos, you work for the week, you work for the month, you work for the year, you work for the Shemitah cycle, then no snin lo Tzchar Shabbos. He gets paid for working Saturdays. He's not working Saturdays. Saturdays not allowed to work. It's an old rule. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to work on Shabbos. But since you're getting paid and it's swallowed up in the whole week's salary, therefore, Lefikach achrayes Shabbos halav. You chayef for Shabbos work. You hear? Anyway, what does that mean, you chayef for Shabbos work? My lav, doesn't that mean l'shalim? So it happens to that paraduma, we're going to make you pay. That's pretty severe, no? Didn't our Mishnah say that we don't make Shomer Sachar pay? Here we see you do. Says the Gemara, lo, not to pay, lo, lahapsit tzcharo. We don't give him a salary. We don't make him pay for that paraduma. That's a priceless thing. What do we make him do? We don't give him a salary. Why? He botched up. Ihachi, if that's true, then wait a minute. Reisha, diktani, ain't achrayas Shabbos alav. Reisha says that there's no achrayas if you're not getting paid for Shabbos, right? There's no achrayas if you're not hired for Shabbos, right? If you only work Monday through Friday, and something happens on Shabbat, it's obviously not your fault. Right? Hachan Nami, here also, the Lahasid Tzcharo? It means not get paid? Mi Islay Tzchar Shabbos? Someone gets paid for Shabbos? Doesn't make any sense. Right? Vaktani E Nostin Lo Tzchar Shabbos. You don't get paid for Shabbos. Doesn't make any sense. The ratio doesn't make any sense. Right? What did the ratio say? The ratio said, if someone's hired as a worker to watch the cow, to watch the children, to watch the fields, all hectic stuff, right? What does it say? Ein nostin lo schar Shabbos. I mean, ein nostin lo schar Shabbos. Right? Exactly. Doesn't make any sense. If you're telling me you're not giving him his, if you're telling me it means that he has to pay for the paraduma if it's something botched up, that makes perfect sense. But if you're telling me he doesn't get a salary, of course he doesn't get a salary. You don't get paid on Shabbos. Doesn't make any sense. Ishtik, he didn't have an answer for that. He was quiet. I don't know what that means. So Amalei, midi shmi alach b'ha. You heard an answer? Did anyone hear an answer to this question?
Amaleya, Hakim Rav Sheshet, Bishakana Miyado. You know what the case is? We're talking about a case. Bishakana Miyado. You agree anyway, I'm going to be Chayev. Really? I'm not Chayev, I'm a Shomer Sachar. But I took it upon myself to be Chayev. And we made a deal like that. You can make any deal you want. You made a deal, you're going to be Chayev on Shabbos, you're going to be Chayev for that. That's what's going on over here. Same, that, and then, maybe then, a Shomer Sachar would have to pay. He agreed. In a Torah, you don't have to. You want to take extra things upon yourself when it comes to Dinim Amunis, you're allowed to. Okay. Rav Shimon Omer, Kachim Shechai Bechriyas and Yesh Lemona, Vashena Chai Bechriyas and Ein Lemona. Rav Shimon said it depends. If you're a Chayiv on Rachriyas, then there is Ona. Why? Because it's as if it's yours. It's not really heckless, it's really yours. And if not, not. Right? Tony, by the way, that's what we're going to hold. The Gemara is going to bring you a Gemara here, which is going to seem to, that the Gemara didn't understand that. Tony, Tana Kamed Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, Kodshim Shechayev Achriyasan, if Kodshim you're Chayev and Achriyas, Chayev, you're Chayev. Which makes sense. Why? Shani Omer Kra Bohen, because I apply the Pasuk, Bashem V'kichesh. That's a little funny. Because it's not Hashem's, it's really yours. But if you're not chayev in achrayis, potter. You're potter. Why? Shenikar behen ba'amisa v'kichesh. She said the opposite psukim. Right? The rules are the same, but the psukim don't make any sense. Why should you be chayev if it belongs to Hashem? Why should you be potter? Why should you be potter? If you're not chayev in achrayis, why should you be potter? Because it says amiso. That's not true. It's Hashem's. So the Gemara says, Amalei, he said back, chape laya. That doesn't make any sense. Ibchem is Tabor, just the opposite. So he said, you're right, you're right. In other words, the rules are the same, but the psukim don't match. Amalei, you're right. Ismei, remove this brisa. Doesn't make sense. It's not a real brisa, it doesn't make sense. Amalei, no, loha, lo, you don't have to remove it. Hachiko, here's what it meant. Kajim, if it's Kajim, Shechayev Achriyasan, that you're Chayev, you took responsibility. Chayev, you're Chayev, anything happens. Why? You took responsibility. The Israbu mi Bashem the Kichesh. Because it's included in the pasuk of Bashem the Kichesh, but really it's your responsibility. V'she'en Chayev b'achriyasan, but if you're not Chayev in achriyas, putter, you're putter. Why are you putter? The imayet b'amisa the Kichesh, because it's not yours. Whose is it? It's Hashem's. Therefore you're putter. Okay, last thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yeah. Afa Mocha Sefer Torah, Margolius, Behema, Ein Lehem Onah. Rabbi Yehuda says also no, if he's selling a Sefer Torah, jewelry, or animals. Why not? Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Mocha Sefer Torah, Ein Lo Onah. There's no Onah by Sefer Torah. Why? Lefi She'ein Keit L'Dameha. Because there's no price. There's no price for a Sefer Torah. It's a priceless item. Behema Umargolios. What about animals and jewelry? Ein Lehem Onah. Why not? Rabbi Nesha Adam Rotzet L'Zavgon. Because a person wants to have a pair. So if you have one earring, and your wife is driving you nuts because you don't have the other earring, you'll pay whatever you have to make sure it's a matching earring. So too, when you have an animal, one animal that you have in the plow, you want a second animal to be perfect match for that animal. And that's going to cost you. As the Rashi says, it can't be weaker, it can't be stronger, it's got to be exactly a match, otherwise the plow won't work. It won't be productive. So for that, you have to pay. So the Gemara says, Amrullah local Adam Rotzel Lazakman. You want a match for everything. You want matching dining room chairs, and you want match. Everything has to be match. Or just jewelry. So the Gemara says, Amrullah, yeah, but local Adam Rotzel Amrullah Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, Hani Chashivile, Hani Lo Chashivile. You're right, everybody wants. But dining room chairs aren't so expensive. Jewelry is very expensive. They're very chashiv. Animals are very chashiv. Things in your kitchen that you want the forks to match the spoons, that's not a chashiv thing. The Ad Kama. How high is the price? Amar Meimer ad kedei demeihem, until their price. Not sure what that means. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Don't worry. When we get to the mission, there's a lot to talk about.
Double the value.
Okay. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Omer af hamocher sus, also a horse, v'sayet and a sword, v'chititum and a shield. B'milchama, when it's a time of war, ain lehem onah. There's no enough for that either. So you go into that business when there's a war. Right, the federal government, they pay whatever they want, right? People just charge them anything for the weapons, right? Why? Because you have to live. Right? So there's a war and people need swords. You have to pay whatever they ask, and you have to pay. What could you do? Why? Because there's a war going on. Okay? We're done with Onah. But one more Mishnah. This is a fascinating Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that's going to talk about Onah when we say words. Two types of Onah. There's overcharging you, and then there's talking not nice to somebody. You know there's an Isser in the Torah to talk, not to talk not nice to somebody?
There's not.
Yes, there is. And not only that, you're going to see the fascinating Mishnah. You know, people have, like, you know, the Chofetz Chaim talks about Lashon Hara, how it's such a pervasive problem. Lashon Hara is on people's radar. So whether they talk it or not, many people do, most people do, unfortunately. It's on their radar, at least. Oh, no, it's not even on anyone's radar. It's not even on anyone's radar. Can't always talk difficult people, always bothering, and always... It's an Isra Vona. It's not much an Isra Vona. Not allowed to do that. It's amazing.
How does that work?
You can't talk difficult. You can't talk contrary and difficult and make problems. Not allowed to. It's an Isra Vona. K'shem she'ona b'mekach u'memkar, just like this ona when it comes to sales, kach ona b'dvarim. So it's ona with words. Now, a word ona doesn't really fit. See, we never translated the word ona. It says in the pasuk, lo tonu. Lo sonu. Right? What does that mean? We said ona means price fraud. That's what we translate as a colloquial. What does it really mean? I don't know. But just like this ona by Mekach u'memkar, there's ona when it comes to words. The Shari Tshuva from Rabbeinu Yonah says that the root of the word ona, it means tsar. You can't even tsar somebody. It says in Yeshaya, v'achalti es monayich es besarom. It gets the word ona from that. And the Chasdei David says, k'shem she'ona b'mekach u'memkar, kach ona b'dvarim. Just like this ona when it comes to mekach u'memkar, so too this ona when it comes to words. What do you mean, just like? I mean, k'shem, just like. What does that mean? Just say, it's of ona b'dvarim. What does it mean, k'shem? So the Chasdei David says, because, first of all, not only that, we're going to see that ona of d'varim is worse, because you can't undo it. Ona of money, you can undo it. This you can't undo. Once you said it, you said it. You can't undo it. He answers, k'shem that onav dvarim is a law that doesn't have malchus. So too, onav with words is a law that doesn't have malchus. That's one answer. The Bach answers that since the iser of onav by mamon is a beferish of pasuk, and onav's dvarim is just going to be a drasha here that we're going to learn out. So therefore, I would have thought, it's not such a chomer dick a thing, I have to be so careful about it. Right? No, you have to be very careful about it. Okay.
This
explanation is about
the problem. The solution is, how
does
it exactly
work? Lo yomelo. You shouldn't say. How much is this worth? You have no intention of buying it. Right? You have no intention of buying it. That's ona. Why? Why is that ona? Three reasons.
Isn't that like
the name of sex? That's what the Me'iri says. The Me'iri says that if you walk into a store, if you walk into a store, we're going to get to that. The Gemara is going to say in a few lines that Rabbi Huda said you shouldn't walk into a store to if you don't have the money to buy it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't record that. The Chofetz Chaim has a whole discussion. Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch record that? Either there's no such Isra like that. In other words, if I had the money, I'd buy. You walk into the store, I would love to buy. I shouldn't have the money. That you could do, but to walk in, you have no intention. You have the money, just have no intention. That you're not allowed to do. It's a Beferish Mishnah. Why can't you? So the Be'iri says, because the guy's going to think he's charging too much. And he's going to lower the price of the hefsid. Why didn't he buy it? Right? That's the Be'iri's pshat. I think that's what the Be'iri says. The Rashbam says, because someone else is going to think you're buying it, and they're going to go to the other store. In the meantime, nobody bought it. And the guy got a hefsid. That's the Rashbam's pshat. The Ravid says, Shemashbiach daito shel mocher. Even over here, he says not sure what that means. You're mashbiach. Maybe you're inflating the guy's going to think he's making a good sale, and by not making the sale, you cause him tar. You hear this? By not making the sale, you cause the guy tar. I'll do that. I'll cause someone tar. Of course, I forgot to mention that the Chai Adam says there's no difference if the ona is with action or with words. There's no difference. There's no difference. Lashon Hara could be with action and could be with words. Oh no, it could be with action and could be. No difference. If you mitar somebody with actions, that's ona. Right? And the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that ona is mishum shekavanasa lahatos es chaveru shirotu liknos. He thinks he's going to buy it. Ula'achem mikan chaveru yakesh and es chavim latoso v'lo ratu liknos klal. The store owner realizes he just came in here to bug me. He just came in here to bug me. He has no intention of buying. What's he doing in here? Just to bug me? Just to get my hopes up? That's ona. More, have enough or do you want more? We have plenty more, don't worry.
Can't disappoint the salesperson?
If you have no intention of buying it, if it doesn't fit, or it doesn't, that's okay.
They have no common business practices to how much they're willing to.
So window shopping is
right,
not
to
do. Right,
because the
culture
is
so common
nowadays.
Right,
to look
in an item to
right.
find out all about it.
Right,
so
right.
Then go online to buy it cheaper.
I don't know about that. You have to ask Shiloh about that.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's
very common. It's very common. If the store owner, I'll give you four pshats of what it means. One of them, I don't understand. I'm not sure what that means. He says over here, that means the same thing as at the Meiri. The guy's going to think he's overcharging people, and it's going to lead him to lower the prices, and there's a hefset. I don't know how, it's not a simple thing. It's not a simple thing. It's a serious, it's an issue in the Torah. People might not want to hear that, but it's an issue in the Torah. I understand. But we're talking about, look what the Mishnah said. Lo yomer lo kama chefer devu ain a road to ligach. You don't want to buy it. I mean, they had no intention of buying it. Im hay about tshuva, if he's about tshuva, lo yomer lo zachar ma'ase rishonim. You're not allowed to say, hey, remember the old days? When you used to go to that restaurant? That's not a kosher restaurant? Remember those days? Remember what happened in college? Can't do that. Zachar ma'ase rishonim. Right. By the way, the real millennial says, but if he's not about Shuva, you can say it to him. In other words, im lo hayachaveru about Shuva, then efshir lahazki lo chatov, you can do it. Kidei shiyazov et hadarko hara v'yashav el Hashem. That could be a good tactic. How long are you going to keep your life like this? That you could do. Right? So that's doing it for a purpose. Just stop to mention what the guy did in college, there's no purpose in that. That's all no. Imhu ben geirim, if he's a geir, lo yomalo zechar ma'aseh avosecha. Don't mention when his father used to go to church. Him, everyone points out, him you're allowed to say, because it's a shevach. He used to go to church and now he doesn't. That's a shevach. But his father, by the Baal Tshuva, we mentioned him, and by the geir, we're mentioning his father, because the fact that the geir used to go to church is a shevach. Now he's a Jew. He had no issur to go to church. There wasn't an aveir for him. He was a regular person. Like, look, he's a guy. He went on the Kanfei Ashkina. You're allowed to say, hey, remember, can you imagine what you used to be like? It's a Shevach. To say his father, that's already a Tzar. Because right? He became a Ger and his father stayed in the church. So that already you're not allowed to say. Shenemar v'ger lo son of aloch tzil chaltenu. Okay? Tzar Rabbanon. Don't worry, I have more cases, Matt. Don't worry more. Lo son of ishet amiso. But not devar makasa medaber. Says lo son of ishet amiso. You can't be mitzar somebody with words. Ah, to arbanos devarim. You tell me it's with words. Oh, ain't el abanos mamon. Maybe it's only about money, like we've been saying all along. No. Kishu omer, when it says, that's why you're talking about mammon. Ha money mikayim losan wishes hamiso banos tevarim onos tevarim. Ha ketzad? What are the examples? If he's about tshuva, if he's about tshuva, al yask yom lo zechar maaser rishonim. Now the mention is prior days. By the way, I don't think this necessarily means just someone who wasn't frum and now is frum. It doesn't mean just that. It's any time somebody had a certain kind of behavior. They were Shomer Shabbos. They went to shul every day. But they did certain things that might not have been so appropriate. And now they don't do them anymore. That's also about tshuva. You don't have to be about tshuva to make a whole 360 in your life. That's the best kind of about tshuva. Right? It's the best kind. A guy wasn't from and now he's from. That's the best. But if a guy did F, he doesn't do F anymore. So you can't mention that. Doesn't have to, that the guy could have been from his whole life. Right? He's about tshuva, not one Indian. Right? And how you been Gerim, if he's a son of Gerim, al yomer lo zechar ma'aseh avosecha. You're not allowed to say that. Well, remember what your father did. Right? But about him, there might be a shevach to say. He had no isser to go to the church. He had no isser. Now that he doesn't do it, that's a shevach. Im ha'ya ger u'bal lulu motorah. If he's a ger, he wants to come to the yeshiva. Al yomer lo pesh al chalavel to train with discussion from what's about lulu motorah. You can't say, look, the mouth that used to eat in McDonald's, now you're coming to learn Torah. No, you know, don't say that. That's already, what are you saying that for? Right? Shenemar pi'agvura. Now you want to learn from the pi'agvura. Everybody asks, how could Rabbi Yochanan say to Rish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, we're going to have this issue a few days from now, in the few weeks in the daf, that they were in the yeshiva, and they had a shaila about when a weapon becomes finalized, when it's the makab and patash of the weapon, that it becomes worthy to be makabal tumah. Only finished kalim can be makabal tumah, not half kalim. So they had a shaila, when does the weapon become finished? So Rabbi Yochanan said, go ask Rish Lakish, that's his trade. Right, he was a gangster. Go ask him. Said, "What happened to Rishlakish?" Say that. So the answer, and by the way, that caused Rishlakish to die. Yes, that caused Rishlakish to die. He was so distraught that he died. You hear this? We're going to get to that in a few weeks. Pay Dalit. He was so distraught that he died. How could Rishlakish say that? So the answer that they give is Rishlakish did l'shem shemayim. Like it's like saying to the ger, you used to be in the church. Now you're so wonderful. That used to be your trade. The problem is, Rish Lakish was a Jew. He wasn't a ger. He was a Baltruva.
Right.
So, but that, you can't do that. That's what they have. They give the heter for Rabbi Yochanan. That was his cheshbon. Okay. Listen to this one. Im ha yisurin b'an alav. If somebody has a hard life, im ha yochalaim b'an alav. He has sickness, diseases. Always sick. Osho yimakaber as banav. God forbid, he buried a child. Al yomelo. Don't ever tell this guy. Kederach sha'omru lo chaver v'l Iyov. Like what Iyov's friends said to Iyov, which is basically, it's because you're no good. Right? It's basically what they told him. It's because he's no good. Right? Eo had all this tzar, he wanted to throw it all away. His friend said, what are you doing? Maybe it's your fault. Maybe it's your fault that this happened. Don't say that to somebody. Don't ever say that to somebody. What, you know why this happened? You know why? Because it's your fault. You wouldn't act that way, this would never happen. You can't say that. Hello, Yira, Yiratzcha, Kisilsecha, Tekutzcha, Fisom, Drechecha, Zacharna, Mihi, Naki, Avad, Imhayucham, it's a pasuk in Eov, and basically the friend said, it's all your fault, you caused it on yourself. Don't say that to somebody. We don't know why God does things. We don't know.
If the guy comes to ask you, where can I get something to eat? Right, where can I get? Go to that store.
And you know he doesn't sell anybody anything. Don't do that. That's just pure torture. What are you doing that for? So then, I don't have time. Ben Hayyad here has a whole arichas, why we need so many examples. So many cases, we just gave so many cases. Baltruva, Ager, a store owner, Yisurim, so many things we just gave. All these cases, he has a reason on each one.
Rabbi Yochanan?
Rabbi Yehuda
Omer, Aflo Yisla Einav al Mekach, you're not even going to look at a Mekach, B'shah She'ein Lo Damim, when you can't afford it. Shaharei Hadavar Masul Alev, because Hashem knows,
whatever Hashem knows, don't do. So the Chavetz Chaim points out, that's not a Shulchan Aruch, this halacha. That's not a Shulchan Aruch. To go in and you have no intention of buying, that isn't Shulchan Aruch. But the one about, I can't afford it, that's not a Shulchan Aruch. There's a whole discussion whether it's the same thing. But he ends up concluding it's not the same thing. So that could be, Kavoka just thought, I'd love to buy it, I just can't afford it. So the guy might not feel so bad. That might not be an issue of onah, because if you're up front, listen, I'd love to buy that whatever, that computer. I just don't have the money. So that might not be so bad. Rabbi Huda thought it was. But the mindset didn't come down that way in La Halacha.
Rabbi Yochanan, Mishur, Mishur, Ben Yechai, Godal, Onah, Devarim, Onah, Mammon. Onah of Devarim is worse than money. Why? Shaden, Emar, Bo, Yerushim, Elokecha.
It says you should fear God about it, because only Hashem knows if you're sincere or not. V'zeh, Lo, Emar, Bo, Yerushim, Elokecha.
Rabbi Omer, Zeh, Begufo, Zeh, Bemono. One's with the guf, one's with the money. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Omer, Zeh Nitin Lishavon, Zeh Lo Nitin Lishavon.
One's going to be paid back, one's not going to be paid back. I will stop here. We're running out of time. There's a more, tomorrow's daf is also, keeps on going, fascinating, fascinating daf. And then we get to Perek Ezeh HaNeshach, which will be a challenge. Everyone have a good day. Good photos.